Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I'll go back to, we pressured Tre'Davious off the edge. We have a free runner, and, you know, we have certain fundamentals when you're approaching mobile quarterbacks that we got to follow, and we've certainly got to do that. And then, you know, then he scrambles, he gets out, he throws it to Tyreek, and part of the coverage broke down, and we need to be better there. And, you know, there's the one on Tyreek on 3rd and 10. We have what we call a vice tackle happening, and he attacks the inside piece of that vice tackle. And, you know, it comes down to some fundamental things, and certainly it always starts with me. I got to put us in the best position possible. You know, that offense is a challenge because of who they have on the outside. Within the game, it's a matter of, okay, we get together, you know, we're on the headset, we talk about it as a staff, what do we like, you know, and sometimes you overthink it. And, you know, we just need to get back to what we do best and, you know, looking forward to getting that bad taste out of our mouth on 3rd down. Certainly, you said it, you go from 0 for 11 to whatever they ended up, which wasn't good. I know the percentage. But, you know, to get them into 16, 3rd and 4th downs, that's excellent. But we got to get off the field. And our guys know it's not good enough. We knew it the whole game. And certainly I'll do everything I can to put them in position to do that and do a better job there.
Bobby, we always hear about the rush and coverage working together. Without giving things away, can you take us to football school and how those two things really marry up?
That's right. So, you know, it's a matter of the timing of that the offense is using in a particular situation. So let's start in a shorter 3rd down window and using 3rd down specifically. We know the ball's coming out quicker. So the way we rush and how we have to win versus the coverage we're in, we certainly know that'll be quicker in how we manufacture that. Now, that depends on the opponent and all those type of things. But then once you get to that 3rd and longer, understanding protections, how we're beating protections, what our rush plan is, along with they're going to hold the ball a little bit longer. So we've got to get them potentially to hold it a tick longer. The same in the shorter window based off how we're manipulating coverage and those type of things. So then when you talk about pressures have got to hit because you're lesser in coverage, clearly. So pressures have got to affect the pocket, and then we got to have the coverage that corresponds with that based off what they want to do in that window. So there's a lot more that goes into it, but we certainly got to make sure that we're syncing those two up in a better way.
How much Deion is still getting developed?
Yep.
How big of a learning experience and how valuable was that to play a role in that interception?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Mike, I quote the Micah Hyde, confidence is a dangerous drug, right? So, you know, I think the more he plays, the better off, and that's any of our rookies, the more they play, the better off they're going to be. There's a certain standard that we want for our rookies to play with, and that's the Buffalo Bills standard. It's not their own standard, and a lot of them have got to learn that. We're going to continue to harp on it, and, the standard doesn't change. It doesn't matter what year you are here. Like, we expect a certain level of performance and style of play, and that's what we're looking for. Yeah, I mean, Deion wants to be really good. Deion, and the most important thing is Deion doesn't want to let his teammates down. And that's been clear from the time he's gotten here. You know, for a rookie, I'd say his detail is pretty solid as far as him wanting to do those things. But you talk about a consistency and a mindset and the way we walk into stadiums. You know, but that's got to be from the beginning. You know, our whole goal is to waste no plays. Our whole goal is to waste no plays. And your mindset has to be that, and there's so much that goes into it. Situation, what they like in those situations, and all those type of things, and what the call calls on you to do and to do your job. And that's got to be there from the beginning. And we can't have it to where something bad has to happen early for us to lock in. And certainly he affected the passer on that critical play, but everything matters, and we've got to do that from the beginning.
You talk a lot about how much Joey Bosa will be playing 87% of the snaps last night. Like,
sometimes the way the game plays out, a certain way, only having 8 D linemen up, you know, and that's not a cop out by any means, but we need to get that down, and we will get that down.
How is that, like, other guys? Well, how do you get that down?
It's just the flow of the game. It's the flow of the game, and we just got to be really cognizant of that. So, yeah, we're going to do everything we need to get that down. Yeah, Zion has grown tremendously since he got here last year, and it's been really cool to see, and he did some good things last night. But again, flow of the game, the way it goes, you know, based on the way the drive is happening and how many plays a certain guy's had on that drive, and, you know, so we're certainly monitoring every play time, especially up front, and – you know, we got to find that sweet spot sooner than later.
I feel like there was, like, a lot of unknown
Trey White. Yeah.
With last season, and he well documented the struggles coming back from the injury.
Yeah.
And I felt like there were a lot of high moments last night where he was producing at a high level, and obviously some that he probably would say he'd want back. When you evaluate a game like that, can you kind of just put your finger on where he's at and what he's giving you at that other corner?
Yeah, I think you saw just the second game of this year, you know, for him. I think that's what you saw. I know there's plays he'd want back. I know there were some, like you said, really high moments and some moments that he would want back and we all want back. But, you know, talk about it all the time, like build on your strengths and strengthen your weaknesses. And so that's what we look for him. You know, the biggest thing we don't want is making the same mistake twice and allowing the same negative, for lack of a better word, to show up on multiple occasions. So all our guys know that, and that's what we look to do, is to identify those areas of improvement.
What did you make of Shaq tonight?
It's fun to have Shaq out there. You know, you guys see, he brings juice, he brings energy, he brings physicality. Certainly a professional, one of the guys, great teammate. So it was good to have him out there. It's a loud air conditioner.
Coincidence that Terrell Bernard is in a game-turning play in a game for something. Is that a coincidence?
No. We just put ourselves in position, try to put ourselves in position to make plays.
What does that say about him, to be in that, like, he recovers the fumble and it's ball to work?
Yeah, he did it. He's just doing his job, doing what we ask him to do. You know, it's important that you have someone step up. That's what the game of football is about. You know, the NBA, they call it a make-or-miss league, right? And this is a make-or-miss league. You either making plays or you're not. And certainly in critical moments of the game, you know, you kind of define yourself in your play. And, you know, he happens to be making them in those moments right now. And it's not going to be him all the time. We need other guys that are going to be able to do that in those critical moments of the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.